This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Hawkeye Steel Sales, located at Exit 44 on I-55, is a distributor of wide range of steel products. They can sell you a piece or a truckload. Metal building components, panels, trims, purlins are all in stock. Ornamental iron fence components are in stock, or they can build a fence or a gate for you. Sheds for livestock are in stock or can be custom built to your specifications. A wide range of welding rods and wire are available. Hawkeye Steel has heavy-duty box blades with a three-point hitch for maintaining roads. Come out and see Hawkeye Steel Sales.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Mastercraft Tires and Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield have a great deal going on right now. Get up to a $75 Visa reward card by mail when you buy a new set of qualifying Mastercraft tires. Purchase a set of 4 Courser AXT or Courser CT and receive a $75 Visa reward card. Purchase a set of 4 Avenger Touring LSRs and receive a $50 Visa reward card. For more information, go to MastercraftTireRebates.com. Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
11 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning, now with part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.40 and a quarter, down 2 and a half. March corn $4.52 and a half, down 2 and three quarters. May corn $4.61, down 2 and three quarters. November soybeans were $13.09 and three quarters, down a quarter. January soybeans $13.03 and three quarters, down a quarter. March soybeans $12.82, down 1 and a half. December wheat was $6.96 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. March wheat $7.07, down 4 and a half. May wheat $7.12 and a quarter, down 2 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Thursday, the 24th, report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon. Corn and wheat were lower on technical trading, and soybeans found some support with export sales. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at $4.15 to $4.25. Soybean bids were mixed at $12.78 to $12.94. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 6 cents lower at $4.17 to $4.32. Soybean bids were steady to 5 cents lower at $12.86 to $12.97. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at $4.05 to $4.31. Soybean bids were steady to 4 cents higher at $12.82 to $13.15. And wheat bids were steady to 6 cents lower at $6.54 to $6.90. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were mixed at $13.13 to $13.24. Basis was steady to one higher at $3 to $14 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.46 to $4.66 per ton, which was $4.60 higher, with basis unchanged at $20 to $40 over the December. Illinois cash corn bids for corn processors were mostly up 26 cents at $4.48 to $4.58, with basis steady to 28 cents higher at $8 to $18 over the December. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 1 to 3 cents at $4.20 to $4.30, with basis steadied up to at 10 to 20 under the December. Soybean ended steady to up 8 at 13.10 to 13.22 with basis steady to 8 cents higher at option to 12 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at steady to 2 cents lower at 4.43 to 4.44. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 1 cent with quotations at 13.35 to 13.38. Soft wheat closed 3 to 4 cents lower at 7.11 to 7.12. Milo ended the day 2 cents lower at 4.75 to 4.76. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in the northern part of the state. Corn for January delivery at 4.20 to 4.35. Soybeans for January delivery at 12.79 to 13.02. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery is 4.22 to 4.38. And soybeans for January at 12.89 to 13.12. In the southern part of the state, corn for January was 4.29 to 4.42. Soybeans for January at 12.98 to 13.29. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $132.80, up a dollar. December live cattle were $132.87, up 12 cents. February live cattle, $134.32, up 5 cents. October feeder cattle were $165.55, down 60 cents. November feeder cattle, $166.95, down 67 cents. January feeder cattle, $166.70, down 87 cents. December lean hogs were $89.60, up $1.45. February lean hogs, $91.85, up $1.65. April lean hogs, $92.92, up $2.32. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Thursday the 24th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 40 cents lower in the range of $85 to $88.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $86.58. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were 50 to 55. The 4 to 5 weights, 53 to 59. The 5 to 550 weights, 57 to 61. And 550 and up, 60 to 62. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $58 to $65. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total $11,641. And from the Schuyler Livestock Sales Report for Wednesday, October 23rd, they had receipts of 235 head. Trade was active with good demand, especially for the heavier slaughter steers. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 124.50 to 131. Select steers were bringing 120.25 to 124.75. Heifers select were 115 to 123.75. And on to the slaughter cows, they had some premiums bringing $1.114. Breakers were average dressing 80 to 85, the high dressing 85.50 to 98. Boners were 70 to 75, and the high dressings were 75.59 to 79.75. The leans were 65 to 72, high dressing 75.59, low dressing 57 to 64.50. Slaughter bulls, average dressing were $90 up to $95, high dressing $97 to $100.25, and low dressing $67 to $89. Now moving on to Reel's weekly hay auction at Congerville. Compared to last week, hay in small squares sold mixed from 10 cents lower to 30 cents higher a bale. Wheat straw traded steady. They had receipts of 456 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares. They were $5.25 to $6.25 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass, good quality small squares, $4.50 a bale. Clover orchard grass, premium quality small squares, $5 to $5.50. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $4 to $4.50. And wheat straw, good quality, was selling for $2.30 to $2.60 a bale, with the large squares $22.50 to $26. Now, in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 129 to 133 and on a dress basis at 204 to 210. Heifers on a live basis traded at 130 to 133 and on a dress basis at 206 to 210. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 327 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $94.30, and that was 81 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $201.07, and that was 28 cents higher. The select carcasses were $185.68, and that was 77 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000, that compared to 116,000 last week and 127,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 434,000, which compared to 433,000 last week and 432,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.33. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.36. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.33. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.36. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.07. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.16. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.76. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.33. Corn at Scottville is $4.33. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.07. And wheat at Scottville is $6.76. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 22 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning from FM 106. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
What is farming smart? At M&M Service Company, it means making the right choices for your farm. Managing your farming operation doesn't stop at harvest and begin again at planting time. You need to assess each field's fertility needs as you prepare for the next growing season. M&M Service Company is there to manage the fertility of each field and then help you select the right FS Envision corn and FS High Soy soybeans to increase your yield. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS seed. Call your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company to maximize every acre of your operation.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Across Mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies. High temperatures in the low 50s with light west winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have partly cloudy skies and a temperature of 21 degrees. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved the Water Resources Reform and Development Act, or WRDA, by a bipartisan vote of 417-3. Included in the legislation is language authorized by Representative Rodney Davis and Representative Sherry Bustos that authorizes the creation of a pilot program that would allow the Army Corps of Engineers to identify 15 water resources development projects eligible to be financed through public-private partnerships. For the past 2 years, we've experienced some dry growing seasons that caused some struggles for the usual Illinois crops of corn and soybeans. I'm sure many farmers in the area would prefer not to repeat the corn yield numbers of 2012. But there is another crop Illinois is known for, pumpkins. I spoke with Mac Condell from the Great Pumpkin Patch in Arthur, Illinois, about how the growing season treated the pumpkin crop. Pumpkins in Illinois are kind of a big deal. I hear that we're the state that produces the most pumpkins, so let me just ask, how was the growing season this year for pumpkins?
Great question. Just like last year, the heat and the dry are fantastic for pumpkins. They love hot, dry weather. That includes squash and gourds as well. So even though we started with kind of a cool, wet spring, late May, early June, if you think back, July, August, September even were fairly dry and fairly hot, and therefore we're sitting on top of a really nice pumpkin crop this year. It's all about the weather. You know, we've had a great season so far because we've had really nice weather, but with any agribusiness market or any agribusiness destination, the season goes with the weather, and if we get rainouts on the weekend, then things struggle. If we get beautiful weather, then it's good. But the production part of it, pumpkins are really resilient, and we have certainly picked a good crop to kind of work with day in and day out because it does handle the heat, it does handle the dry, and we have a lot of that here in Central Illinois.
What is the comfortable temperature zone for pumpkins to grow in?
Oh, 85 to 95. They're licking their chops. They like that, for sure. And almost the drier, the better. Last year, which was one of the most droughty years on record, I've never had a better pumpkin crop. So it's ironic, but it's true. They really like that.
What time of the growing season is generally the best time for pumpkins to get rain?
Just to get them started. So it'd be like June, the first part of July. And then as the foliage gets more, the canopy gets covered, if you get rain then you're easily spreading powdery mildew or bacteria. So once they're up and going and it's kind of settled in, then I just assume it kind of not rained very much, which is what happened this year.
So they are very drought-happy crops. So you have had a good couple years.
Yeah, you got it.
How many acres of pumpkins do you guys have?
We grow 63 acres and nearly 400 varieties of pumpkin squash and gourds at our farm just south of Arthur.
Wow. And what do pumpkins normally yield? Like, how many pumpkins do you bring in a year?
How high can you count? I don't know, hundreds of thousands of pumpkins probably, tens of thousands at least. You know, and they range from a golf ball size up to 150 pounds and everything in between. And then with our variety, which is what we've become fairly well known for, our diversity, we have every shape, size, color, you know, texture. We've got bumpy things, warty things, smooth things, green, blue, black, red, white, yellow, all of these pumpkins from all over the world.
And do you guys commercially sell any of your cucurbits or pumpkins, or is it all for the Pumpkin Patch store?
It goes all through the farm. Everybody comes out. Last year we had 50,000 people in 7 weeks, and they come right to the site where we grow it. We grow everything at our 63 acres, and it's kind of a one-stop shop for all things harvest. I grow chrysanthemums, 5,000 chrysanthemums. We have Indian corn. We have straw bales. We've got the decorative gourds. We have edible squash, all of those things. So we wholesale nothing. It's all retail. The only thing that we wholesale is we have a made-from-scratch bakery on site as well, where we make all kinds of pumpkin products, and we have several wholesale accounts as well as a retail establishment.
Now, when you're harvesting your crop, is everything picked by hand, or is it any of it machine-picked?
No, everything we do is by hand. The commercial growers, the commercial pumpkin products, those are all machine-picked, all mechanical. But when it comes to 400 varieties and 63 acres and picking all the stuff from Italy and France and South Africa and Brazil, that is all hand-done.
Again, that was Matt Condal with the Great Pumpkin Patch in Arthur. And all in all, a good year for pumpkins. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.